GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show, and on the PD Cudor telephone line, two guys that I think have never met, but let's introduce them. First up on the show again, Steve Lyons, the director from Maine's Office of Tourism. Hey, Steve, welcome back to GHRT. How are you, Steve?
I'm doing great. I hope things are going well there.
We're doing okay. Over on line two, I want to introduce you to a guy named John Stein, and some folks in the crossroads of Down East Maine might know John from Fogtown Brewing. Hey, John, welcome to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. How's everything in Ellsworth this morning?
Beautiful. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right, Steve, John, Steve. Steve, I'm going to start with you because we're directing people to this website called MaineOutdoorDine.com. MaineOutdoorDine.com, all one word. What am I going to see? What are people going to see when they go there, Steve?
Well, what you'll see when you get to that website are a whole bunch of places that you can go and eat outside in the state of Maine. Right now, there are about 90 or so properties that are participating in the program. It is a statewide program, and you can find places to eat outside almost anywhere in the state, and, you know, any region of the state.
John, I'm guessing that if I go to MaineOutdoorDine.com, I might be able to scroll around and find Fogtown Brewing in the mix.
That's right. If you click on Ellsworth, you'll see us as one of the few, if not the only at this point, on that list there here in downtown Ellsworth.
Now, John, let me stick with you for this because the pandemic's been tough. Take me back 1 year ago to when it all started happening. It was chaos.
Yeah.
We didn't know what was going to happen. We didn't know if our favorite eatery, our favorite brewery was going to stay in business. How was it like? What was it like for you 1 year ago? And have you made it through the last 12 months, John?
A lot of uncertainty a year ago. That was sort of the name of the game. We weren't sure what was coming next. We weren't sure, you know, how to operate the business. The first thing we had to do was lock down, shut down everything. Workers had to go home, and constant communication was key. You know, we had a lot of help from the Maine Brewers Guild, and information started trickling in shortly after March into April. But it was just a constant pivot. Every week felt like a reinvention, restarting the business over again in a slightly different way, trying to keep everybody safe and trying to keep up.
But you didn't give up.
No. Well, thankfully, we have a lot of beer in the cooler that we had to get rid of, and that always helps. No, it was a great team, great employees. Everybody was flexible. We kept high hopes.
Steve, John's tale of resiliency is one that is shared by many other tourism-related businesses in our state, is it not?
It is. I mean, this last year was certainly an unprecedented year and real difficult for a lot of small businesses in the state of Maine. You know, we're fortunate this year that we are looking up. You know, things have opened up. We now, all of New England states can come without travel restrictions. And on May 1st, we'll start seeing the rest of the country being invited back to the state, so long as they don't have any other outbreaks coming up in those places.
Mm. Would you want to live this year again, Steve, even if you're going to learn some great lessons?
I would not want to live 2020 over again. It was a big blur for me. I mean, we had, from a marketing standpoint in the state, we were kind of day by day as well. I mean, we were trying to figure out, well, where can we market and when can we market based on any kind of travel restrictions that were out there and what states can come and what states can't come. So it was a struggle for us as well. You know, we did manage to have a campaign last year, you know, but we're looking forward to this year where we can put that back into full swing for 2021.
That's Steve Lyons, the director of Maine's Office of Tourism. John Stein is with us as well from Fogtown Brewing in Ellsworth, as we tell folks of MaineOutdoorDine.com. MaineOutdoorDine.com. Some 80 restaurants right now ready to showcase your opportunity for outdoor dining. John, let me pivot back to you at Fogtown Brewing in Ellsworth. What have you done to be able to accommodate, to welcome people to maybe dine, maybe drink outside?
Yeah, well, the biggest thing was just developing our outdoor seating area. We had access to a space on the south side of our building that needed a lot of work. We took it over last April and turned it into a beautiful garden space. We built a masonry wood fire oven to make wood fire pizzas, and fenced the area in, built some picnic tables, and turned it into an outdoor seating area, which we will keep into the future.
Now, is that going to allow you, let me stick with you, John, is that going to allow you to maybe do more outdoor service during the shoulder season, I'll say now seasons, and do you think you're going to be able to recoup your investment?
Yeah, well, thankfully, it was a lot of DIY building. We also had some help through grants to the Department of Agriculture and elsewhere, which helped with the investment. I do think we'll be able to recoup it, and we've already seen people. We've been open serving pizza through the winter, and if it gets above even 20 degrees, people will come out and eat and drink outdoors under our propane heaters. So it will, I think, help us expand into the shoulder seasons.
Well, if it's above 20, we're in short sleeves, I think, Steve. Let me ask Steve Lyons. We're seeing covered structures. We're seeing fire pits. We're seeing these pods that people are putting up. And we're seeing more than ever these heat lamps run on propane. Do we think that those restaurants, those breweries that are investing in this outdoor opportunity will see a return on their investment?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people will see it as a good investment. People like to dine outside. It's becoming, you know, more of a common thing. People looking for innovative ways to get outside and enjoy the, you know, well, enjoy the outside. yeah, I think what's going to happen is, you know, throughout the year, I do think this program will continue. I think there are enough people out there that might still have some concerns this year about, you know, indoor dining and until, you know, people get fully vaccinated. And so I think this will help them a lot throughout the year as, you know, it will attract more people who, you know, may admit a little skeptical to go to a place and eat indoors. But I do think it's going to continue in the year. And that is our hope, that this program will continue year round. I mean, it is one of those things that we're trying to make Maine. We've always tried to make Maine a year round destination. And right now, most of the year-round stuff happens in a lot of the mountain areas, and or you can ski and snowmobile. But we'd like to get some of the outdoor, I mean, some of the winter folks doing things in the other more popular summer tourist destinations in the winter as well.
Steve, I'm going to stick with you in this one and then pivot to John, and that is we still have in our state, what are we at, some of the latest numbers here? 25% or so have at least received 50. First doses of a vaccine, and 15% now of the population considered fully vaccinated, according to Maine CDC. And yet someone traveling from out of state, they're still facing a quarantine. If I'm in Massachusetts and I'm planning a trip to Maine, Steve, I've got to factor in, well, when I get back, I still might have to quarantine. So that's 3 days, 4 days, 5 days out of vacation time. I might not be ready to travel. Do we think that people will come to our state this summer?
I do believe people will come to the state this summer. I mean, they were coming last summer. You know, we did see people, I mean, certainly not in the numbers that we normally see in a particular, in a typical year, but people were coming last year, and many of the people going to the more rural areas and staying for longer periods of time. So that was beneficial to those areas of the state. You know, when getting back home, I think people will look at it. There's kind of a pent-up demand right now for travel, and the sentiment studies and national research studies that are taking place right now, more and more people are expressing interest in traveling and willing to make the commitment to come and enjoy what we have to offer here in the state.
John, I'm going to ask you the same question. You've built it. Will they come?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, after seeing what happened last summer, it was difficult, you know, pivoting, having people safe, distanced outside, but people came. We had record numbers of packaged can sales as well. People will come again, and I think that's the feeling throughout this area. We're starting to see requests for draft beer sales to restaurants and bars around here, and these are the first draft requests we've had in a year. So people are expecting that they're going to be tourists, and they're expecting that they're going to be drinking beer on draft and hanging out for a while.
Listener wants me to ask you, John, how many people can you fit in your patio? Is it a patio, did you say?
It's a garden space, so it's all you know, green space, wood chips, grass. Probably about 70 sitting in picnic tables that are all about 8 to 10 feet apart from each other.
So you can fit 70 you can fit 70 people pandemically inside your garden space.
That's right.
Wow, that's terrific. Steve, a lot of people, a lot of businesses, downtown Bangor, downtown Portland, they haven't got that same space, but they're doing their best to make do.
Yeah, they are. I mean, people have been innovative. They're trying to do what they can. You know, there are a number of places that are participating in the Maine Outdoor Dine program that may not have a whole lot of outdoor seating, but they're doing the best they can with the space they have. You know, plus the limits will be changing. You know, the indoor capacity limits will be upping a little bit at the beginning of May, and outdoor capacities will be upping as well. So I think that that's a positive trend for what's going on this year.
John, a listener wants to know, can't you brew a beer that cures COVID-19? I don't know. Maybe you've been working on that at Fogtown, have you?
We're working on it.
Boy, if we had that magic elixir, Steve, some of our concerns from the past year wouldn't be here. Steve, I'm going to ask you, what is your prediction for the summer season? Are we going to fully recover, partially recover, or are we going to take a couple of years to get out of what we've lost?
Well, you know, if you look at travel statistics, national travel statistics, the U.S. Travel Association kind of maintains projections and such. They expect we won't be at full recovery in the, you know, tourism won't recover fully until about 2023. So I think we're going to see about 20-25% increase or so this year. And, you know, I'm making predictions that I off the top of my head, I guess, but you know, I probably shouldn't be doing that. But the U.S. Travel Association did expect that, that we would see visitation return to pre-COVID levels by 2023. But we'll have to see how things go with the vaccinations, and that might expedite things a bit.
Mm-hmm. John, what's your prediction? I mean, I don't know if you brew the beer and do the books at Fogtown Brewing in Ellsworth, but how long before you think you can work your way back to and make up for what you lost?
I do. You know, I think one huge summer season like this one could get us close to where we were before. And then hopefully, you know, some big summers into the future could bring us back up again. But we're poised. We're ready. A lot of the pivoting moves we did were to increase production or to increase packaging abilities. So, you know, what we learned and what we got better at over the pandemic will help us to recoup costs afterward, assuming we have a good tourist season. Mm.
Steve, at maineoutdoordine.com, at the website we're telling folks about, maineoutdoordine.com, at that website, do we cover the entire state for where we might be able to find a place with outdoor seating?
There are facilities throughout the entire state. I think the northernmost one is Caribou, and the Northern Maine Brewing Company, I think, is on the list, as I recall. And then it does go down to pretty much all the regions of the state. You know, as was pointed out earlier, I mean, certainly some areas have a higher number of properties that are participating than others, but we do have people around the state.
All right. And John, to you, a listener named Paul writes to us, if John tells me the beer is that good, I'm on my way. So what's the best offering at Fogtown Brewing?
It's our favorite right now. It's called the Fog Light. It's my favorite because it's made with 100% Maine ingredients. That's kind of our thing. You know, Maine has such great barley, wheat. It's grown all in Aroostook County. We also get Aroostook Hop Yard organic hops. Have house yeast. So it's 100% Maine ingredients, and that's our thing, you know, helping out other growers, farmers, small businesses, nonprofits, and everything. We're all kind of interconnected. And we use beer in our tap room as that sort of community hub.
Mm-hmm. From whom do you get your products in Aroostook County?
Yeah, Maine Malt House, otherwise known as Buck Farms. They grow and malt as well. Also, Blue Ox Malt House down in Lisbon Falls, southern Maine.
Bruce and Brent are my cousins.
Oh, nice.
The guys up at the farm. And John, we talked about this before we went on. I think you need to extend an invitation for Steve to come to Ellsworth, don't you?
Yeah. Hey, Steve, thanks for all the work you guys are doing down there. And next time you're coming up to beautiful Acadia, stop by Beer Garden on the way. We'll get you a pizza.
Sounds good to me. I think Elder is a great little town. There are a lot of great shops and places in there. You know, it's one of those things that a lot of people drive through on their way to Bar Harbor, but I think they should stop and smell the roses a bit in town.
Steve Lyons is the director of the Maine Office of Tourism. Steve, thanks for being on part of our conversation this morning.
My pleasure, Rick. Thanks a lot.
And John Stein at Fogtown Brewing in Ellsworth. You keep doing what you're doing, John. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.